It's 316 on Downtown. And if you know that theme, then, well, it's because you know the best comedy on television is every Sunday night on HBO, Veep. Back for another season, and one of the stars of that show, Maine native Tim Simons, joins us on the phone. Tim, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're doing great, and I feel like I say this to you every year when you come on with us, but each season of this show just gets better and better.
No, that's a high compliment. Thank you very much. One of the things, I think that just comes from our cast really likes working together. We have fun getting back to it every single year. We get it. We still get excited. So I don't know. Maybe that's what happens.
Well, you've got a great story arc for your character, Jonah Ryan, who has been laying in the weeds waiting for this moment to run for Congress in the state of New Hampshire. Well, first of all, why not Maine? You couldn't convince him to move a little further north?
You know, I actually can't remember how it happened that he had to be from New Hampshire, but there was a reason. I can't remember what the reason was off the top of my head. But I don't know if for anybody that saw the episode last night, I'm making a stump speech at the beginning that's going really well. And I remember when it got cut, thank God, but I actually ended up, the writers who know I'm from Maine made me make fun of Maine in that stump speech, and then it got cut out, which I'm glad for because I would have never been invited back.
Well, when they presented you with the idea, because Jonah's been such a great character from day one, but you must have been over the moon when you heard what their plans were for this season.
No, I was. It was something that Armando, our old showrunner, had kind of mentioned offhand in season two, this idea that maybe if we get enough seasons, he'd like to see this happen. And then we had a showrunner changeover, and I think in their meeting, Armando mentioned it, and I have been over the moon with the idea that it might happen since we started rehearsals last year. I think it was something that they all thought it was funny. And so I was very low key about my excitement about it because I was tempering my expectations. If it didn't happen, I would have been crushed.
Well, it's just great. And what's phenomenal are the campaign spots that you guys have put together that are, they're so good, so nearly real that if you're not watching closely, you'd be like, "Well, that he's really running. That's fantastic."
You know, there is a part of me, like, if you go up and look at low-budget congressional ads, I might even think that these are the highest. Like, they look terrible. There are these awful ads that they've put together. But they actually look better than some congressional ads that I've seen. Those were really fun to put together. We ran around D.C. doing some exteriors, and there was only one that was ever scripted. And it was the one that you actually see in the episode 2 weeks ago. But we just ran around trying to figure out as many dumb campaign ad things as we could in this hour and a half long period of time. After chopping all that wood.
And I fully expect somebody, if not in New Hampshire, maybe right here in Maine, to roll out a campaign ad in the near future with an axe in their hand.
Oh, they absolutely will. And they won't even have seen these. They will do it accidentally, and it'll look just like a Jonah Ryan campaign ad, and everyone will make fun of them, and it'll be terrible.
Now, the problem for Jonah Ryan is not the run for Congress, it's the fact that Teddy Sykes, Patton Oswalt's character, is back, and there was an ominous sign with those pool balls. I hope your junk is safe, that's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying anything about the future, but for right now, it is. In that moment, I like that Jonah was able to stand up to his attacker and stand up to his abuser and call him a bully And I think that was a big moment for Jonah personally. Like Teddy Sykes's assault on Jonah was a terrible thing for Jonah, and I like that he stood up for himself. And of course, in pure Veep fashion, like no good deed goes unpunished, and that's probably the best thing that Jonah's ever done, and by the end of the episode, it completely screws him.
Exactly. We're talking to Timothy Simons from HBO's Veep, the absolute best comedy on television. And it's been an interesting year because you guys keep raising the bar, but well, so does the real world in this crazy election. And the thought of somebody like a Jonah Ryan running for Congress and even being successful, doesn't even seem that far-fetched when you give what's happening in the national scene.
You know, it's funny. The national scene is almost too broad to satirize. It's beyond parody at this point when we look at national politics with Trump. But the thing is, I feel like guys like Jonah have failed upward into congressional jobs for years and years. And they've either flamed out. But I don't think it's any surprise historically that like a sort of untalented blowhard has failed up, like Jonah has failed upward into a congressional job. I mean, there are, 422 congressional seats that need filling? Like, somebody's got to do it.
This cast is remarkable. When you look at, starting with Julia, but Tony Hale, Anna Chlumsky, Matt Walsh, Kevin Dunn, Hugh Laurie, Gary Cole, Reed Scott, it just goes on and on. This is one of the great casts assembled, I think, in the history of television.
That's an incredible compliment. Thank you. Honestly, I get excited. We're now 5 years in. We're going to be starting season six in the fall, and I honestly still can't believe that I get to work with the people that I've been able to work with. I mean, if it was just Julia, that would be amazing. But all those people that you mentioned, and also Sam Richardson, who's been added to the cast in the last couple of years, who's just unfathomably funny. It really is. It's a really special group. And even people that we get in to come on and be in one episode, or, you know, we get Patton Oswalt to come in and do an arc. Last year, we have guys like Phil Reeves, who plays Doyle, coming back year after year. And even just people that come in for a day or for an episode, it's really an incredible group of people.
Now, you mentioned that you change showrunners, and there's always a little trepidation when that happens, but it seems that you guys have just picked right up where you left off.
Well, it's a big deal to have a showrunner change, and one of the great things is that at the beginning, you know, we kind of had to learn a new language of how we spoke, like how we talked about scenes with Dave, our new showrunner, and the writers. But one of the things that was clear from the beginning, the very first time that we met Dave, is that he knew exactly what the show was from the first second. He knew the tone. He knew where the humor would come from, and he's such a funny guy himself. I think we all had a lot of confidence in Dave. And then when you have somebody like that in charge of it, it just makes sense that everybody else would ultimately get on the same page, too.
Hey, how cool was it for you, well, or at least a part of you, to be a clue on Jeopardy a while back?
You know, it's pretty, I mean, it's crazy. It seems, honestly, when you see it, it doesn't even make sense, really. You know, like, I went to high school at Marinacook. I have no idea what the choices that I made were that all of a sudden led me to being part of a clue on Jeopardy. Like, it just doesn't seem particularly real. So, yeah, it was weird at the time, and it is still very weird.
We had Joe Swanberg on the show a few months ago. You were in his in his movie Digging for Fire. What a talented guy he is! And talk about assembling great casts of people. He has a knack for pulling good people together.
He does, and I think one of the reasons he's a great guy. He's a really smart guy, and he's a really good filmmaker. He's a really great filmmaker, and one of the reasons I think that people kind of flock to working with him is because he gives you a lot of freedom as a performer that you don't get in some other places. Like, I've been lucky in that on Veep, we kind of get a lot of freedom as performers, but other people aren't in that situation. He gives you a lot of freedom as a performer in his movies, and so I think people are really drawn to that.
No, I was reading on, the unimpeachable source of IMDb that you've got a movie that you shot with Matthew McConaughey, Gold, that's in post-production. McConaughey has clearly figured out where to go for talent because he's going to Maine with you, and he did a film last year with Katie Hazelton.
Oh, what was that?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was filmed, I think, in Japan.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. I see Katie around town every once in a while. We, like, Mainers tend to stick together out here. I'm going to ask her about it. Yeah, I was able to go. I was in Thailand for a month last summer working on gold. I play a banker, one of three bankers that goes to, in the story, goes to Indonesia to check out this gold mine that he has discovered with his business partner. And it was an unbelievable experience. We were out in a Thai national forest, 20 minutes up a river. We had to take a long tail boat to get up there, and Matthew McConaughey would just tell us stories about the business. It was incredible, like being in the middle of a rubber plantation with Matthew McConaughey telling us stories. It was pretty incredible.
Awesome. So when is that coming out?
I don't know if it has an actual release date yet. I think I don't know. Hmm. That's a really good question. I should be much more prepared and know answers to those things.
Sea of Trees, by the way, is the movie that Katie is in with McConaughey.
Oh, cool. I've got to check that out. I heard it was good.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you know, well, of course you know, because you've wrapped the season already. You know what happens with Jonah in this election. When will we find out?
I think that, when are you going to find out? You know, because it's funny, those last few episodes tend to be edited together in such a way that, like, it could very well be lifted and put in the last episode. It could appear in, it could be in any one of the next three. I haven't seen the cuts of 8, 9, and 10 yet, so it could be in any one of the next three.
All right, well, we're going to keep our eyes open. Of course, we can't miss an episode because it is. And I'm not just saying it because you're here. It is the best comedy. It's one of the great comedies of all time. It's worth getting HBO. Forget Game of Thrones. Get it just for Veep, Sunday nights at 10:30. Tim Simons, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us.
No problem. Great to talk to you guys. We'll talk soon.